This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is going to be a very important transmission. Stay with us. Here's John Bowne's report on last night's historic speech.
We are one people with one destiny. We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we all are made by the same God.
An epic speech to the joint session of Congress and the American people that Ivanka Trump had a hand in writing, President Donald J. Trump straddled party lines and solidified his position as the nation's bold commander-in-chief.
When we fulfill this vision, when we celebrate our 250 years of glorious freedom, we will look back on tonight as when this new chapter of American greatness began. The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us.
The cry bullies on the left were shaken as they watched their globalist dream turn into ash before their very eyes.
Intel, Walmart, and many others have announced that they will invest billions and billions of dollars in the United States and will create tens of thousands of new American jobs.
Isn't there one thing that you can stand behind this morning?
Look, I was touched by the mention of the widow of the brave soldier who died in Yemen and things like that. But no, it's hard to see any place where the president actually has done something for working people.
Ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media.
In its conclusion, I thought it was a very unrealistic speech. I thought it was very divisive. And I was saddened by the direction that it went.
He came with no ideas or an agenda for the American people tonight. We are watching this president take people and dehumanize them in terms of immigration and those types of things, in terms of the inner cities, when he constantly harps on Chicago. We know there are issues in this country, but to dehumanize people in certain communities is not the way to be commander-in-chief, the leader of this nation. He talked about bringing it together, but all we see is a constant division by this president.
Where's the meat? Where's the money?
Or Congressman Engel, who earlier today indicated that he would not shake President Trump's hand, a tradition that goes back in many, many decades for you here in State of the Union speeches, speeches to joint sessions. Tell us about some of your thinking on that, Congressman Engel.
Well, I've been appalled at a lot of the things that the president and his administration has been doing for the past 40 days. And I just felt that to go there, as I have for the past 28 years, and pretend it's business as usual would just be untrue and unfair and wrong for me to do it. We are supposed to have a free and independent press and freedom of speech, First Amendment rights. He bars the press from his press conferences. He singles out stations and newspapers that he doesn't like. When you're president of the United States, you know, you are there for the papers to write whatever they want. He wants to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, the questions about his ties to Russia and to Putin. These are all very troubling things.
The Intelligence Committee says bull.
I just felt that I had to in some way show my protest, and that was the way I chose.
Minions behind him.
In terms of the president's speech, it was very disappointing that the only time he mentioned Muslims was to related to Islamic terrorism and so that or Islamic radicals. So that was disappointing.
No less than 23 Democratic Senate seats are up for re-election in 2018, along with two independent seats. If the Democrats continue to flap their elitist jaws, the Democratic Party may begin to border on extinction. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Start your engine. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Donald Trump has certainly entered the danger zone. We have two more countries in Europe today announcing that they may begin the process of pulling out of the European Union. And we've got nationalists in basically every European country, northern, western, eastern, southern, winning seats in parliament and taking the pole position for big wins in the presidencies as well as prime ministerships. And you see America leading the way in expanding this nationalistic self-determination of individuals and cultures through their countries in defense of liberty and in a fight with the dehumanizing globalists. Now, there is so much to get to and cover here. Wow. What a speech yesterday by President Trump. On January 20th, 2017, he became the 45th President of the United States, and announced his intentions to right the ship of the United States of America on February 28th, less than 45 days later, on February 28th, 2017, he took full command and began to actually right the ship, and already, in just that little amount of time, we have already been taken off this collision course of collapse and the end of our sovereignty. I won't say he's righted the ship yet, because we're in dangerous waters and surrounded by enemies, but we have a lot of friends, and humanity, again, is awakening right at the darkest moment, as we do throughout history over and over and over again, and history is repeating itself. I got to tell you, though, we finished up our live coverage at about 10:30 last night. I went home, brushed my teeth, got a glass of water, and climbed into bed. And I woke up this morning, and I went to Infowars.com, I went to DrudgeReport.com, I checked the email, I looked at the Twitter, and it was just Democrats everywhere saying horrible things, nasty things, calling for Trump's death, making fun of Mrs. Owens, who lost her husband, William Ryan Owens, and calling her an idiot, calling her stupid, calling her a fool, Michael Moore, attacking Trump, saying he's fake, how dare him, you know, invoke the troops and use them. Trump has always, since he grew up as a kid, his dad was a big booster of the military, admired people that are in the military and admired combat veterans for their courage. He's a guy that's into being manly, being honorable, not being a coward. You've seen him on the campaign trail. You've seen him fulfill his promises. You've seen him stand up for what he believes in. He's an honorable man. And in a world of creatures like Chris Matthews and Michael Moore and slimebags who are absolutely backstabbing, hypocritical filth, who have bodyguards that don't want you to have your own Second Amendment, Trump gravitates towards folks that have been in the military. Just like anybody who's lived or experienced life knows that on average, people that are veterans and people that have seen a lot of combat are more honorable and more serious and more focused than the jellyfish that populate this domesticated, spoiled, rotten nation. And I'm not calling everybody jellyfish, but let's all face it. Every statistic shows it. We don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line on average. We don't know how to fix a car or a truck. We don't know how to roof our house or fix the plumbing or rewire stuff. We don't know how to plant a crop. We don't know how to kick ass. We don't know how to shoot a gun on average like we did our predecessors. So it's not putting us down so that we all feel pathetic or so I feel good, you know, bad-mouthing the fact that so many people in the country are domesticated jellyfish. It's an important fact so that we get up off of our butts collectively and start getting back to things that are grassroots and stop just watching television all day and stop just obsessing over Hollywood and all these stupid, you know, music so-called icons that are selling us a globalist agenda of cultural collapse by design. So it's that simple. And Trump's trying to get us back to our roots. That's not back in the past. Our roots are what grow into the future. The roots are the future. The roots are the cycle of birth, living, building, striving, having children, living, striving, dying, and the cycle over and over again. That cycle is under scientific attack. That isn't a statement bashing people that have a, quote, different sexual preference. The issue is Target's lost $15 billion since they started pushing the transgender agenda and won't have a girl section of toys and a boy section of toys. And they're now trying to merge the clothing. That's a cult, taking what's normal and natural and trying to force you into basically cult jumpsuits. Cults always do that. Disney Channel Cartoon Features Network, first same-sex kiss. This is for your 7-year-old. But notice, it's not just that the boys are kissing and the girls are kissing. In the video we're going to play, a boy and a girl are kissing and they feel alone because everybody else, see, peer pressure. See, it's peer pressure. It's not, it's okay if a boy and a boy were kissing or a girl and a girl are kissing. It's no. Everybody else is not going to procreate. Everybody else isn't going to build a nest and have children. Just like when you want to kill fire ants, you put in a system to kill their sexual reproduction. Or you want to get rid of any other pest, you shut down the reproductive cycle. They're saying, just like the cover of National Geographic, the eugenics publication, they have all the new genders, but not a woman. Not a woman with a uterus. Because that's the real power in the universe. That's God's big creation right there. That's a magic machine right there. No. See, what do they tell you there? By omission. How do they lie to you by omission? They don't show you the woman. And right here, everybody else, you see, that's how that works. But they also trick it to make it look like two girls, but really the archetypal image is it's a boy and a girl. And you watch the clip, that's basically what it's doing. This is the system that's being sold. You think they care if they lost $15 billion at Target? No, because it's a mission. It's a system of social control. Target is a social engineering company in their own corporate filings, and the retail is their side business. Look it up. Very, very sinister, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very hardcore. And you've got the Washington Post, fake news partner with the CIA. There's a big article by John Rappaport up on Infowars.com. $600 million publicly of taxpayer money given by Obama so Bezos can run around and engage in propaganda. And you wonder why the Washington Post puts out lies and put out a fake list saying ban Infowars, ban Drudge. Then lawsuits got started because it's discriminatory. Where's your proof? Where's your court of law? You're trying to shut me out of the market. You're trying to shut us out of the marketplace of ideas. So they pulled it down, but they don't care. AdRoll's just going to use that list and ban people from advertising on the Google platform. This is how they put you in those electronic gulags that Matt Drudge came here and warned everybody about 15 months ago, and now it's all come true. But one thing didn't come true. Hillary didn't get in. So they're going ahead with all their propaganda, all the new TV shows. There's like four of them out now. Where there's a woman president and there's evil right-wingers trying to kill her, an evil talk show host that have got to be stopped, who talk just like this and say, you are the resistance. We're going to stop this female president. We're coming after her. We're going to get her. It's not just Homeland. There's a bunch of other shows everywhere. Rolling it out. And all these books published where Hillary won and Chelsea takes control of the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and we have a global government, in their words, to make us take our shots and make us eat our GMO. But see, it didn't go according to plan, did it? The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. So I want to walk through and skip this break. I want to walk through the historic speech last night. Get into a lot of other news, but it fundamentally shows the nastiness that Obama could say he supports the troops and the military, even as he dismantled it, even as he funded our enemies and tried to overthrow countries that were allied with the United States and allied with freedom. Still, the libertarians, the right-wingers, they never made an issue out of it when Obama, during State of the Unions and speeches, would single out the military, like you do in any country, people for service. And those that have gone above and beyond the call of duty. And it just shows, though, we have class. They don't. They come out and they say, oh, Trump doesn't really like the military. He's just cold-bloodedly manipulating them. You see, the reason Trump is winning is he does care about the people. And he's not just having rhetoric. He's doing it. When you turn the coal power plants back on and give everybody cheaper electricity, that truly helps everyone. When you don't let China and others have one-sided trade deals, that helps the country. When you get over 100 companies like Intel and Hasbro, and the list goes on and on, that's just last week, to announce they're coming back to the United States, with trillions of dollars of investment. It's not billions and billions or hundreds of billions. Trump wanted to be conservative. The stock market's already, and the president corrected me. I keep saying 2.3 trillion in the stock market. I looked it up. As of yesterday, it's 2.9 trillion plus. It's almost $3 trillion in the last several months since he got elected. And even Bloomberg had to admit, 90-plus percent of that money is coming from small businesses and small firms and people knowing they've got to get behind this and invest in the future of their communities, their states, their nation, their world. And I've said this for many years. We're rallying patriots worldwide. We're not promoting the U.S. military going around and taking over countries. We're promoting the ideas of our republic and the Renaissance exploding by example as they did before, and to be the shining city on the hill, and the world adopting our ideas of free, open societies because it's superior. Imagine how powerful China would be if they adopted our system. We're trying to just get back to the revolutionary system. It's not the old 2-year-old thing. Oh, it's old. No, it's the newest, slickest, wildest experiment ever. And it paid off like a slot machine that comes up, cherries all the way across. Boom! Victory. Royal flush. The Trump card. All of it's there. And so they then say, oh, Trump's empty, he's fake. Well, let's just say that's true, which it isn't. You're the nasty people making fun of a woman who we knew isn't fake. Mrs. Owens, who just lost her husband a few weeks ago, in raids that had been green-lighted 8 months ago, when Trump wasn't even in office, by the Joint Chiefs, by the Pentagon, by special operations, and Obama said no on a target list of hundreds of targets. I knew about this before it was obviously even in the news. We talked some about on the air the fact that Trump was going to move against terrorists. That wasn't a secret. And actually go after the command and control, not just fight them randomly in the field wherever the cowards pop up. And so Trump went to the CIA. He went to the Pentagon. He got his Secretary of Defense in, and within 48 hours, they began attacking those targets. They didn't announce it in the news like others would do in the past. And out of all those raids, what are they saying? Like, 4 people have been killed? I mean, that's what they signed up for. That's what they wanted to do. So you get the liberal dad, he's upset, but the wife's not. She knows what her husband wanted to do. That's what he signed up for. That's what Trump signed up for and promised to do. Another promise delivered. So they try to steal someone that laid their life down to stand up against bullies, people that sell women into sex slavery, that cut their genitals off, that throw gay people off buildings, that blow up churches, that blow up non-radical Muslims, that run around bullying everybody. And the media tries to basically crap all over it. So let's go unedited to the raw clip here of Trump singling out the veterans and, of course, the fallen, and particularly William Ryan Owens, the Navy SEAL that died in the Yemen raid. Here it is.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation.
Widow of someone that died going after Al-Qaeda. That's what ISIS is. Okay, so she gets a 2-minute standing ovation. She's thinking about her husband. And this is all extremely genuine. They said
I just spoke
not
to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
That's right. They raided the main base, commanding forces, not just there, but all over the Middle East and Africa. A command nest. And some people got killed. Probably because it was leaked by people inside the CIA. That's the word. Like they believe that. To try to set Trump up. Just like Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs. There's a civil war going on. So here he is comforting her, giving her the support of the tribe. And they don't want us to have an American tribe and a unified. They want us to be little globalist minions. They even are mad when he says we're America first in the speech. They go, no, we want globalism. Like Glenn Beck said, oh, it's bad to say we even have a country. It's scary. Oh, that there's so many traitors like you, Beck, is what's scary. Look at that beautiful woman. See her soul? She's lost her husband. But this is all soothing her for a whole lifetime right now. Transmuting the pain into victory in a ritual. One of the oldest human rituals. When the warriors don't come back, getting around the tribe and honoring them. Trump is bringing back all the ancient rituals, the rites of passage. This is powerful. This is cleansing. This is good. And of course, the devils don't like it. Oh, there's articles everywhere that I'm crazy and believe that witches are after Trump. You saw it all over the news last week. But Jones is crazy and believes in imaginary devil worshippers that don't like Trump. That's how dumb they think you are. Taking everything out of context. Same thing they do to Trump. Powerful. Keep going.
And Ryan is looking down right now. You know that. And he's very happy because I think he just broke a record.
Totally off script. Trump doesn't follow scripts. That's why Trump's so powerful. Is he just goes with his gut. He goes with being real. He goes with that genuineness that you can't stop if the people get behind it. And the whole world feels it. And everywhere. They're announcing secession movements that are now taking control in Poland. In Hungary. There are even movements in Turkey that want out of the EU. Good. There are movements now taking control in the Netherlands. In the lead to be the new president. Same thing in France. Way in the lead. Le Pen. Geert Wilders. It's happening everywhere. But they try to make it look dirty and weird and evil. And coming up, we're going to play the clip where they're just, it's horrible. And the Democrats wouldn't even stand when he talked about doing things for America and building infrastructure here, not overseas, and getting our shop in order. Oh, no, they can't stand for that. Or talking about getting jobs for Americans or veterans. The Democrats can't stand for that. And they look like spoiled, rotten, mentally ill babies. Now let's go to a really, truly wicked person who knows what he's doing. And that's Michael Moore. Michael Moore. Let's go to Michael Moore on the guy that says he gets sexually excited when he sees Obama. Chris Matthews. Talking about Trump being an opportunist, how dare him bring up the veterans. Here we go.
A very poignant moment about the widow, who looked like a wonderful person, very in love with her husband she lost. And he says, well, he'll be happy up there in heaven and how many minutes of applause he got. Was that something
Ryan Owens,
strange?
Ryan Owens, his death came as a result of a dinner Trump had with his son-in-law. And
yeah,
a political hack.
He made a decision in
over,
a dinner.
Over dinner with Bannon and his and Jared. And
then denied having a role in it.
And then the reporting here on NBC News and other networks and papers of how the intelligence community said that we got nothing out of
it. Well, that's what happens. I'm not going to hold him against that. It's just he can't.
But then lie tonight.
Yeah, I know.
To say, oh, we got all this treasure trove and using
but
the widow.
But he wants that to be the argument.
Yeah.
Whether it was a valuable mission or not.
Yeah. Of course, and that's why she's there.
Yeah,
as, well, as a sort of a FU to the people who are criticizing him for this. And this poor woman, this widow who has lost her husband, she is in desperate grief right now.
She's in love with her husband still.
And in love with her husband.
What did you think of that?
And to use that as just put another notch on his belt. And what's he thinking about? My ratings.
And how many?
Here goes, record of
we're going to come back and expose this lying pig on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ted Malik, who is Donald Trump's nominee to be the U.S. ambassador of the European Union, definitely has the pedigree and the background for the job, but it's all over the news that they may veto it at the EU, which they have the power to do, and not accept Trump's ambassador. Well, he's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour, with Dr. Jerome Corsi, to give you the inside scoop on what's happening with the president's top nominee and one of the most important ambassadorships. It's probably the most important after the UN ambassadorship. So that is coming up. I'd say thirdly, probably China. Fourth would be Russia. And then it goes down the list up from there. Very important, the Mexican ambassador. I'd say it's about the 10th most important U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Now, these are all very important. And the EU is saying they want to block it, even though he has posted some of the biggest globalist confabs there are. People say, oh, well, that's terrible. But he's been a nationalist all along. He's given all the intel to Trump. That's how Trump knows how to dynamite their operations. That's why the globalists don't want him. That's why the globalists are fighting with everything they've got. Okay. Let's start getting into all this. We also have James O'Keefe with big breaking news of the Veritas Project. Project Veritas joining us. This Michael Moore thing, if you just tuned in, I know every second a lot of folks are tuning in. We just played a sickening clip from Hardball, the slimeball Chris Matthews. And Moore is turning reality upside down. It's the Democrats that ran around saying that the Yemen raid was a failure when it wasn't. It's the Democrats running around saying Trump's doing this politically, going after hundreds of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, / Al-Nusra sites all over the Middle East and Africa. And some inside the United States, but nobody knows about that, obviously. Oops, I guess somebody does. Believe me, the terrorists already do. So I can tell you, because most of these operations are already over. These are all targets that the Pentagon, the CIA, the Patriots inside had targeted and knew were real groups. And Obama led a lot of these groups into the country to do Lord knows what, I guess sleeper cells. And we know he and his cousin and people are literally behind the Muslim Brotherhood and the overthrow of Egypt. And our government, CNN, backed that. I mean, then they blew up hundreds of churches, hundreds, crucified Christians upside down at the Capitol building. That's the kind of people Obama runs with. So this got so crazy that even our corrupt government, believe me, it's corrupt, said, this is way too far. You really are going to have a fifth column of Muslims linking up with the commies and socialists to have a war? A lot of people were really just mercenaries inside the system. They said, the Patriots are going to fight that. We're going to lose. So we're not going to do it. Oh, yeah, a lot of these decisions were not made out of moral stuff at the very highest levels. It was done because they could read the tea leaves and see how crazy Nancy Pelosi and all these people are that really thought they'd bring in some young, strapping Muslims to kick Europe and the U.S.'s ass. I mean, once you really start suicide bombings every day and mass shootings every day, it's all of you are going to be persona non grata on this planet. Now, there were a lot of good patriots in the government and other corporations and groups and all over the world that see this globalist plan and now know how evil it is and have gone and read the writings of the globalists. We've popularized a lot of those. I can say our audience has helped get that info out. I always believed that if we told people what was happening in the world and exposed the globalists in their own words and how diabolical it was, that people would unify and wake up and start resisting it. That's why they always denied it existed, even though it was being built in plain view. And guess what? Common sense prevailed. So many people thought I was a fearmonger. They thought I was saying all this just to be listenable. And that people were cowards and would hear this and hide under their beds. Some people hid under their beds, but the people that counted didn't. And so we've just begun to fight. Now the enemy's out in the open saying world government's good and we should all just accept it. And so what if it's unelected? See how far we've come? Everybody knows the Federal Reserve's private. Trump's taking control of it. Ordering them to loan money to small businesses and individuals, ordering them to loan massive money to cities and counties and folks that follow initiatives to hire American. You're about to see the power of a big fat state turned loose to actually empower people. That's why they are particularly angry, because everything they built to screw us over is being taken away to re-empower us and then be dismantled and handed back to the states and the people. It's so good. It's so beautiful. It's so pure. It's so winner. We're going to win, win, win. You're going to have so much winning. You're going to say, please stop the winning. It's too much. I'm going to say no, because the truth is winning like this is going to be a great responsibility. And to not use the incredible power the United States is about to have again times 100 and not let that be turned towards evil, but turn towards truly promoting human dignity and freedom on the next level for our species and all the advances that Trump started to talk about again in science and technology and medicine that are right around the corner. And you look in his eyes, they already got them. They just don't know how to deploy them yet. Huh. Trump's sitting there in the White House going, they've got all these cancer cures and all this, and they instead are running a eugenics program with fluoride in the water and the vaccines with the additives to brain damage people. What the hell have people been thinking? Notice Trump's even more hardcore and more focused now because everything he'd read about and heard about and been told about in behind-the-scenes channels, he now knows is all true and worse than he thought. And he's like, good God, we got to shut this cancer down. And the cancer's freaking out. So Michael Moore, in the clip I just played, is saying, oh, at dinner. And they just make up news reports where there's spies and people listening. Oh, he had well-done steak and ketchup. Not even true. Or, oh, he was looking at classified stuff with the Japanese prime minister minutes after the missile launch. They were looking at news reports. Then they went behind closed doors for classified meeting. Everything's a lie. Oh, he's at dinner with, you know, with his son-in-law and Bannon, and they decide to go after these Al-Qaeda and ISIS targets. He told you in the campaign he was. He was advised by the former head of Defense Intelligence that knew about all the targets and all the planning between all the agencies. That was Flynn's job, was to have a bird's-eye view of the whole deal. Just like Director of National Intelligence. But they just say, oh, Trump, you know, just decided at dinner, just randomly to go attack Yemen, and then some people got killed. Imagine that. They sign up for these dangerous missions. They signed up to be commandos, and some people get killed. Boy, I don't think they knew that's what they signed up for. Because they know they're talking to their coward audience of MSNBC and CNBC. They're talking to that coward audience who's like, yeah, they signed up to be on the welfare rolls of the Navy SEALs. They signed up for Delta Force and, you know, the Army Rangers and the Green Berets and Marine Force Recon so people would wipe their noses for them. Then they try to steal the glory of the fallen soldier, of the sailor, and then turn it around that Trump's opportunistic and Trump doesn't care and Trump's bad and how dare them have this widow here. Sickening. And then, of course, he says, hey, you just broke a record. They're trying to say ratings. No, he meant for the longest standing ovation. He was trying to make her feel good. And it was so genuine. It was so real. And they hate that charisma. So, I've got so much important news to cover. But if you understand this, you understand everything. Let's go ahead and play the end of that clip we didn't get to.
No, but then why tonight?
Yeah, I know.
To say, oh, we got all this treasure trove and using
but
the widow.
But he backs that up again. The argument. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many lies. I probably should have started to stop this throughout the clip. They admittedly got a whole bunch of hard drives and computers and the rest of it. That's why they didn't just drop a bunch of bombs on it, because they wanted to kill or capture the people and get the intelligence. This was the ISIS command base for much of the Middle East. And their headquarters. You understand? They wanted to get into the headquarters and get the data, or they could have just dropped a bunch of 2,000-pound bombs on it or flown around with C-130s with, you know, howitzers hanging off the side and blown the place into molten slag. They wanted the intelligence. That's the point of going on the mission. And guess what? They were waiting for them because there were leakers inside. You know, the type of folks that tell the president, watch your mouth. That's how we've got this thing backwards. They have a word for it, but backwards. That's a family way of saying it. That's the arrogance of all these people. McCullen and all of them, and Brennan, and it's just what a disgusting group of snot-nosed, cowardly, chicken-neck filth. Brennan was a communist in college. I mean, give me a break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me now finish up with the clip. Here it is.
Permission or not.
Yeah, of course, and that's why she's there.
Yeah,
as a sort of a FU to the people who are criticizing him for this. And this poor woman, this widow who has lost her husband, she is in desperate grief right now.
She's in love with her husband still.
And in love with her husband.
And what did you think of
that? And to use that as just put another notch on his belt. And yes. What's he thinking about? My ratings.
And how many?
Record applause. Record
what is it?
I'm going to get an Emmy for this. Most applause for a dead soldier on my watch.
No, it's an award better than a Silver Star. or Congressional Medal of Honor. It's being honored by the people and her sacrifice and his sacrifice, because she's got to live now probably 50 years without the man she's so in love with. And let me tell you, those are the particular loves that really only get stronger with time. A 20-something, 30-something-year-old woman, you know, three kids, and then her husband gets killed. That's going to comfort her for the rest of her life. See, comforting her, that's not allowed. That's evil. That's how sick Michael Moore truly is. In fact, look at this. I have the photo right here for TV viewers. Bitter Democrats remain seated, sullen, during tribute to slain SEAL. In fact, we have the video also we're going to play coming up of Nancy Pelosi. We have that on the video list. Staying seated. Yeah, she doesn't clap whenever they're talking about the economy as well and how he's going to try to get jobs. And she sits there looking absolutely, completely sullen and disgusting and just angry the whole time. The video's on InfoWars.com. I'm talking about a particular clip. Just the whole time she's sitting there looking like she's dying. I was here last night. We were here last night. We covered it live. The archive of that is up on our YouTube channel and PrisonPlanet.tv. Bitter Democrats remain seated during tribute to slain SEAL. Yeah, there she is. She looks like a female Skeletor, disconnected from reality, made hundreds of millions of dollars, her husband billions, since she got into Congress. She had nothing when she got there. And she is just completely and totally, absolutely entitled. Now, particularly, look at this photo, though, for TV viewers. You've got the Democrats seated here during the tribute to the fallen Navy SEAL. You've got one guy that's smart enough to stand up, whoever that is, and then one other guy back here. But 90% of them, we got a Democrat here, here, here. You see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, ooh, we got 6 Democrats standing up out of hundreds. Disgusting, arrogant, crazy people. No one would ever do that in the past. When Obama was giving tributes to the military, no one ever did things like that. Again, that's how disconnected they are. Hillary campaigner calls military widow honored during Trump speech an idiot. Sorry, Owen's wife, you're not helping yourself or your husband's memory by standing there and clapping like an idiot. Trump just used you. These people are totally and completely disconnected. Here's another one. Democrats boo Trump proposal to give a voice to victims of immigrant crime. We're going to get to that coming up after the break. Again, video. Pelosi refuses to applaud American job creation. We're going to play that when we come back. Now look at this one. I'm going to play this as well when we come back first. Democrats think Trump's job is to represent the world, not America. They refused to stand. They refused to clap. But worse, they went and complained particularly about this to C-SPAN and to other TV channels and networks right after it. We played clips at the start of the broadcast. I mean, it's like a dirty word now. We should say they plan to get rid of our sovereignty and transfer power to multinational groups. That's a conspiracy. That'll never happen. Here's all their admissions. Now they're doing it, and Trump wants to reverse it. Like, gee, our leg's cut off. We better tie a tourniquet around it. That's insane. Let the blood flow out of the ground. That's how you become happy. Here, let's stick our hands in this meat grinder. Here, let's climb in a wood chipper and turn it on. That sounds like Trump's like, let's not climb in the wood chipper. They're like, yes, we must destroy the country's sovereignty and transfer all power to secret offshore groups or we're evil. Can you believe Trump? He said we ought to have a country. I mean, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. If someone's a felon, like a rapist, he's going to deport them. He's going to make you come here legally like everybody else does. I mean, it's crazy. He doesn't want you to come here and have your baby free at the hospital either. I mean, wow, man. What will he do next? I don't know. He's really bad, though. So that's all coming up after the break. First off, we are ending the special today, and it is gone. Massive specials across the board at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. The Make America Great Again specials. Running for a week and a half, helped fund us after Google, through AdRoll, banned us from advertising on the internet, basically, on any Google platform. And you've really come through, and we've made back a lot of the losses to help fund this operation and the D.C. offices that I have the lease right here in my hand to sign, but I've been holding off on to make sure we even get the money for that bureau. But it looks like we've got it, so thank you. Take advantage of these great sales. We had massive sales last night of X2 because Millie Weaver talked about how much it helped her. Leanne talked about it. Other people did. Owen Schroyer. I said, what product do you like the best? And they all gave their own testimonials. I'd never heard, but similar to what other people say. In fact, I know I asked Anthony to print me off some of the testimonials every day, and then I never read them. But I'm going to get him to print me off some later so I can read them to you. Go read the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. We link through to third-party sites. We can read them by the thousands. X2 is 25% off the good halogen. Nobody else has this pure iodine. 25% off Brain Force. Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs. Again, these are original prints, new ink colors, new design on different parchment paper. But when these are gone, that's it for this design into eternity. $19.95 parchment in the roll, delivered to your door in the tube. Makes a great gift as well. Great for framing. Trump Pence 2020 battle cry T-shirt. $9.95. We're selling these close to cost. It says Trump Pence 2020, keeping America great. Infowars.com on the right shoulder. On the back, America First in 1776, Infowars.com. Great way to meet like-minded people. Great way to spread the word. Great way to stand up for free speech. This is going to be the new hit shirt. It already is. A lot of folks are getting it, so thank you all for your support. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
In the morning, you go running,
shook up the globalists. It had a huge effect, especially at rallies, both Republican and Democrat, to see a third of the people wearing InfoWars.com shirts, Hillary for President shirts, you name it. And that's why we sold most of those shirts at either $9.95 or $5. Now, at $5, we lose money because some of the extra larges cost more than that. But I really wanted to flood the country with the shirts. I believe this new shirt will flood the country even more. You've seen the power. You've seen what it did. Trump, Pence, 2020. Trump is over-delivering. He's doing everything he said he would do. He's got the globalists totally scared. World government's in trouble. He's trying to stop the economy imploding. But the reason I'm so behind Trump is we're neck and neck here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not out of the woods by a long shot. They're desperate. They could try to kill him. They're trying to implode the economy. But Trump loves a fight. He's a total fighter. It's just a fact. I mean, look what he's done. He looked 10 years younger last night. It's just crazy. The guy's 70 years old, the oldest president ever elected. It just gets weirder and cooler by the minute. See, worshiping Kim Jong-un is a joke because the guy's a joke. Thinking Trump's amazing and an example, just how he gets better with age, is the truth. So everybody needs to get the shirt. It's $9.95. That way we make like, you know, $4, help fund the operation on each shirt. We're selling a lot of these, so we just upped the order to make even more. If you pre-order it, it'll be in next week and shipped out to you, being printed right here in America. Then we will, again, get it out to you at $9.95. After that, when it's officially here and shipping, it's going to go back to $19.95 because we need to fund the operation, obviously. But that special is at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But they're trying to bully free speech. They're trying to shut it down. They're trying to attack Trump supporters. But they do that at rallies and things or at universities where they know the cops have been ordered to stand down. In public, in most areas, it just shows solidarity and lets other people know it's safe to speak out. And that's something else Trump's done, battling political correctness, saying things everybody knows is true. It makes it safe and okay for other people to say it. Because everything they do is to try to make normal things we cover and normal things we talk about sound dirty and evil. But it's not. Like Lynn Beck last week, I keep going back to this because it's an archetypal example. It's a case point of upside-down behavior, of inversion. He says it's horrible. He wants nationalism for the economy and actual jobs and thinking about America first. This is very dangerous. That's like saying he wants oxygen for his children. He doesn't want them to suffocate. But they say it with a straight face, like, don't say mother and father when you're at a public event or at the school. Someone may not have a mother or father. You having one is bad. Say she or he or they. You know, use the words. We're not a cult. Just don't say mother and father. We're not a cult. Here, take this vaccine. We want to make you take it. Here, let's have grown men in your girls' showers. It's normal. If they don't want to see a men's penis, then there's something wrong with them. That's Cuomo on CNN. They're cult members, folks. They know what they're doing. They're using peer pressure on you. And Trump's smashing all that. Let's go out to break this clip where, again, they're critical of the fact that Trump is talking about America first. Here it is.
We expect our partners, whether in NATO, the Middle East, or in the Pacific, meaningful role in both strategic and military operations and pay their fair share of the cost, have to do that. We will respect historic institutions, but we will respect the foreign rights of all nations, and they have to respect our rights as a nation also.
And again, all over the media, I've got the articles. They said it's horrible.
Three nations.
We'll be back. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee?